Yeah, it was a joke at first because, you know, every time there was some knucklehead, it would always be coming out of, you know, mostly out of Mount Clemens, out of the Macomb. Almost all the knuckleheads were there. And we get a fair amount out of Detroit, too, but basically it's just amazing how there's a few up there, too. You know, I did, when I was talking to him, I says, yeah, I don't think you're going to get away from it. It's everywhere. Dave, I think you're spot on. You know, it's $35 to get a license, and more than anything, it's $10 to get a radio. That's the real thing. There's no skin in the game. You can literally, and there's some people that don't even care about that. I'll bet you half the noisemakers, they didn't even spend the $35. They just got a $10 radio off Amazon. So, you know, and since they can't talk, they do that. And if people, you know, say, oh, you don't do that, or I'll find you, then that's their conversation. You know, that's them having, it's agitator CB stuff 101. So I know I have no tolerance for that. But it's been pretty good, in my opinion. I think it's been mostly manageable. But I don't know. Maybe with time, we'll see. All right, I don't want to tie it up anymore. I heard you wondering about it. For now, like I said, it's the two down here and for some reason Bay City, and then those four up there. You could just think it just split is all that happened. Catch you guys later, WRUU 850. Unless there's any other specific questions, I'm going to get to a few things.